This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abay and welcome everyone. We're continuing with Sechta Nedarim, Daf Mem Amid Aleph. The bottom line on Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Rav Chelboy Chalash. Rav Chelboy became sick. Nafak, he went out. I'm sorry. Nafak Achraz Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana went out. And Rav Kahana made the following declaration. Rav Chelboy Bosh. Rav Chelboy, literally Bosh means bad or smelly. The Ran says Bosh Chala, he became ill. Loi Ika Dukaasi. Nobody came. Even though Rav Chelboy was sick, and Rav Kahana made an announcement, no one came. Amr Lahu, Rav Kahana said, Loi kacha yamaisa. Isn't this the story? B'tamanachem mitamid Rabbi Kiva, from one of the students Rabbi Kiva Shechalu became sick. Loi nichnasu chacham levakroi, and the chacham didn't enter to visit him. And nichnas Rabbi Kiva levakroi, and Rabbi Kiva entered to visit him. Uvishvo shekivdoi v'ribtzai, and because Rabbi Akiva swept the floor and he sprinkled water on the floor to settle the dirt. Ravatz is to sprinkle the dirt with water so that it settles. Otherwise, it's very dusty, and when it gets wet, it settles. So then, Achaya, he lived. Amar Loi, the Talmud said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Hechi Yisani, Rabbi, you gave me life. Yatzer Rabbi Kiva Darash. Rabbi Kiva went out and he expounded. Komishein Mavakar Choylim. Anyone who doesn't visit the sick, Ki'ilu Shoyvech Damim, it's like he murdered. So a friend of mine called me up today, Reb Chananya Pellman, and he said he was listening to that shir. And he said, you know, the Gemara says, it's a Gemara Nazir, that when Rabbi Kiva came to the following pasuk, he cried. What's the pasuk? Isha hafeiram v'Hashem yisachla. The woman violated the neder. She didn't know that her husband annulled it, and she still needs atonement. So Rabbi Kiva says, if somebody who didn't do an avera but thought they did an avera needs kapara, someone who actually thought they did an avera and did, alachas kama v'kama. So he said, since Nadarim is the Sharnun, who more than Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was the only one who knew the Sharnun. Who more than Rabbi Akiva could appreciate the severity of Nadarim? So then it dawned on me, now we understand why Rabbi Akiva is the one who expounds on the chashivos of Bikur Choylem. What's Bikur Choylem? The Chayla is missing the Sharnun. Chayla is 49. He's not accessing the Sharnun. So Rabbi Akiva, who is able to access the Sharnun, he's the one who's able to appreciate Bikur Chaylam. He's the one who's able to be the Bala Memra of Bikur Chaylam. Okay. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. When Rav Dimi came and he said, Kamavakar is a Chayla. Whoever visits a sick Garm LaShiyach, causes him to live. V'choshin Vakar is Chayla Garm LaShiyamos. And someone who doesn't visit the sick causes the person to die. Says Gemara, my grandma. What does it mean he's causing? If it means anyone who visits the sick is requests for mercy that he should live, and anyone who doesn't visit the sick, mevakish alav rachmim sheyamos, davens that he should die. Sheyamos agadaitach. You think someone who doesn't visit the sick davens for the person to die? Why would he do that? Elakoshe mevaker choila, but someone who doesn't visit the sick, ein mevaker shalav rachmim, doesn't pray for mercy, loy sheyichya v'loy sheyamas. Not that he should live, and not that he should die. Okay, see the Ran. Ein mevaker shalav rachmim, loy sheyichya v'loy sheyamas. Nir be'enai dehachi kamar. This is a very famous Ran. Our girsa in the Gemara is someone who doesn't visit the sick, doesn't daven for him to live, and doesn't daven for him to die. But the Ran had a different gersa. And in the Ran's gersa, there's a concept that sometimes you could daven for someone to die. Sometimes somebody could be suffering so that even though we value every moment of life, and David HaMelech said, Yasar Yisrani Kav Lamavis Loi Nisanani, God could rebuke me, He could give me affliction, as long as you don't give me death. But sometimes when a person is suffering very greatly, you could daven for them to die. The Ran says, "Nira be'inai dehachi kamar pa'amim shatzarach levakish rachmim ala chayla shiyamos." sometimes you need to pray for a chayla that he dies. Kagoin shemitzdar ha-chayla b'chol yoy harbe. For example, someone is distressed very much about the chayla. V'yev sh'loy sh'yechya. And it's impossible for him to live. Sometimes a person is ill and he's very distressed. Kedamrin and Parakanoisa, like we say in Ksubas, the Kivan the Chazoy Amse the Rebbe, the Al Kamazimlin Beisakise, when the maidservant of Rebbe saw that he was going in and out of the bathroom constantly, Va'anach Tfilin, and he's putting on Tfilin and taking off Tfilin, Va'kamet Stair, Amra, she said, Yihiratzain Sheyachoifu Ha'al Yoinim Asatachtoinim, may it be the will of Hashem that the upper worlds override the lower worlds. Kalaimar delemos Rabbi, Shidam that Rabbi Shaddai. Umishamhachi kamar damavakar choila, one who visits the sick, ma'iloi bitfilasai, will help in his tfila afilo lichyais. Someone who visits the sick, his tfila works, even that he should live, mibneshi tfilo yois marialas, it's more beneficial. Umishainoi mavakre, one who doesn't visit, ain't sarch loimar sheinu ma'ilo lichyais. It goes without saying that he doesn't help him live. Ela afilo hechad deikale hana b'misa. Even in a situation where the chayla would benefit to die, afilo oisa zatrasi ena mahaneo. He doesn't even give him that benefit. Meaning there are times that it's to the chayla's benefit to daven for them to die. But if you don't see them, you can't even do that. Okay. The Gemara continues. Rava, Yoima Kadma de Chalash. Rava, on the first day he would become sick, Amar Lahoin, he would tell his family, Loi Tigala Inish, don't tell people. Deloi Lisra Mazali, I don't want my mazel to weaken. Meaning, in the beginning of a person's sickness, it could still change. But if you tell people about it and they know that the Chayla is sick, then it's like it's set in stone. It's like it's already decreed that the person is sick, since people know about it already. Mikan ve'elach, from here and on, Amar Lahoin, he would say to them, Puku v'achrizu b'shuka, go out and call out in the marketplace. Why? Because if you call out in the marketplace that I'm sick, the chol d'sani li lechdei li, anyone who hates me will rejoice. Uchsiv, and it says, "Benefalei vecha al tismach." Do not rejoice over the downfall of your enemy. And therefore, if they rejoice, they're doing the wrong thing. God might have mercy on me. Uderachim li, but those who love me, liboy alai rachami, they will pray for mercy. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, kal mevaker sachayla, anyone who visits the sick, nitzo midina shel gehenem, will be spared from the judgment of the purgatory. Shenemar ashrei maskil eldal. Fortunate is he who looks deeply into the situation of the poor. B'yoyim ra yimal teo Hashem. On the day of evil, God will save him. Ein dal ela chayla. The poor man is a reference to the chayla. Shenemar Midala Yevatsaini. He's going to save me, Midala, from illness. So, anyone who visits the sick will be saved from Gehenna. Like it says, fortunate is someone who comprehends the situation of the dull. Dull is a chayla. Like it says, Midala Yevatsaini. He's going to save me. I'm sorry, Midala Yevatsaini. He's going to execute me in illness. Inami Minhadin Kra. Or we could prove Dal means sick from the following pasuk. Madua Ato Kacha Dal Ben Amalach. Why are you so sick, son of the king? Babaiker, Babaiker, every morning. And Ein Ra Ela Gehenem. Ra refers to Gehenem. Shenemar Kol Poel Hashem Lemaneo. Everything Hashem created for his sake. V'gam rasha liyomra, and also the wicked person for the day of evil. V'imbiker mascharoi, if someone visited the sick, what's his reward? Says Gemara, mascharoi, what's his reward? Kidamar, like it says, Nitzo Medina Shel Gehenim. He's saved from Gehenim. What do you mean, what's his reward? So the Gemara says, no, what it means is Elamas Charabai El Mazel, what's his reward in this world? Hashem Yishmarehu, Hashem will watch him, V'chayehu, and he'll give him life, V'ushar Ba'aretz, he'll be successful in the land, V'al Titneu B'nefesh Oyevav, he won't give him to his enemy. So what this means is Hashem Yishmarehu Miyetzahara, Hashem will save him from the evil inclination. That's his reward in this world. V'chayehu, and he'll give him life, min hayisurim, from suffering. V'ushar ba'aretz, and he'll be fortunate in the earth. Sheyu hakol miskabden bay, that everyone will take honor in him. V'al titneu b'nefesh oyvav, he's not going to give him over to his enemies. Sheyizdamnu loyreim, Hashem will give him friends. Kenaman, like Naman, Sharipu Estarata, who healed him. Naman was a good friend. Naman was had good friends that healed him from his taras. Naaman was somebody, was a general, and he came down with taras, and he came to Elisha, and Elisha told him to go into the Yarden, and Naaman said to the Yarden, I have much better waters where I am. But Naaman's friends said, just listen to the Navi. They said, if he would have told you to do something outlandish, you would have done it. Listen to him. And he did, and he was healed. So Naaman had good friends. Val yizdamnu loyreim, but you shouldn't have friends, kirechavam, like Rechavam, shechilku es malchusai, who Rechavam's friends told him, you need to tax the people more. The elder said, loosen off. Shlomo taxed the people. Rechavam wasn't sure whether he should lower the taxes or raise the taxes. The elder said lower them. His friend said higher them. So Rechavam ultimately had to split away from the kingdom because he had bad friends. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Im yoimru lecha yuladim b'nei, if youth tell you to build, uzakenim sasar, and the elders tell you to destroy, Shmala Zakenim, listen to the elders, V'al Tishmala Yeladim, don't listen to the youth. Shabinyan Yeladim Sisira, because the building of youth is considered destroying. Ustira Zakenim Binyan, and when the elders tell you to destroy, it's like building. The Simon Ladavar, and the sign, the mnemonic for this, Rechavam Ben Shlomai. What this means is as follows. Normally, it's always better to advance society and accomplish more than to destroy. But when the youth are the ones telling you to build and the Zakenim are saying, no, this is not the right time, that's what's probably most prudent to do. And we learn that from Rechavam. Rechavam, the youth told him, tax more. The Zakenim said, cool off. Amar of Shisha Bre Dravidi, Loi Lisoid Inish Katsira, person should not visit the sick. Loi betlash shoy kadmai sanan, the first 3 hours of the day. Chavetz Chaim says in Avos Chesed, this is shoy zmanios. V'loi betlash shoy basrais of the yoma, not in the last 3 hours of the day. Ki heichi dulei leisach daitai min rachamei. So that the person who's visiting doesn't give up hope from asking for mercy. Tlash shoy kadmai sa rav chadaitai. In the first 3 hours, a person's mind is widened, meaning a person feels better. Basraisa, the last 3 hours, takav choshe, the illness is strong. So if you visit in the first 3 hours, you'll say, oh, the choyla is probably doing really fine. We don't have to daven for him. If you visit the last 3 hours, you also might not daven for him, because you'll think it's worse than it is. Look in the Ran. Lo yilisid inish, lo yivaker, ufakudas kol adam. When it talks about visiting in kairach metagamina and visiada, kitsira betlash shay kamaisa rav chadaitu gesavra mavaker. The visitor will think shenisrape, that the choyla became healed veinzar chlevakish rachamim. Bas raisa takiv cholshe. The last 3 hours, the sickness is stronger. Kasavishu be'efes tikva. The visitor will think there's no hope in Messiah Shemin Arachimim. Amaravin Amarav, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Zanas Achoyla. How do I know that Hashem Himself sustains Achoyla? Shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Yisadenu Al Eres Devai. Hashem sustains him on his sickbed. V'goymer, V'amarabin Amarav, Minayin Shahashchina. How do I know the Shechina? Shruya l'mal mimtash shechayla. How do I know the Shechina resides above the bed of the chayla? Shenemar, Hashem yisadenu al eres devai. Tanya nami hachi. Hanichnas l'vakar sechayla lo yeshiv lo yagabi mita. He shouldn't sit on the bed. V'lo yagabi safsa, or on a bench. V'lo yagabi kise, not on a chair. Elamasate, if he should wrap himself a yoshev agabi karka and sit on the floor. V'mnei shashchino shruya l'mal mimtash shechayla. Shenemar, Hashem yisadenu Al Eres Devai. I once heard from Rav Miller, why does Hashem dwell by the head of a chayla? Because a chayla is humbled, and Hashem associates with the humble. Let's see the Ran. La yeshev laya gabe mitav laya gabe safsal ika man de amar. There's a man de amar de davka kishachayla shoychev agabe karka. That's only when the chayla is lying on the ground, you shouldn't sit on a bed or a bench. Shenimtsa mevaker gavaya mimakam shechina, because then it will come out the mevaker is higher than the place of the shechina. Okay, this is Daf Mem. Daf Mem Amud Beis is 5 lines. So we're going to start at 3 lines from the bottom. It's 5 lines of Gemara. There are a lot of Ran. We're not going to see all of the Ran, but it's a very interesting sugya regarding where the waters of lakes come from. Does it come from rainwater, or are there underground sources of water, which is very interesting. Okay, tomorrow night I have a shiur in Brooklyn at 9 o'clock in Boston. So we have to figure out when we're doing Mem Amud Beis. That's why I wanted to make sure at least we did Mem Amud Aleph. It might either be very late, or maybe, I don't know yet, okay? Stay tuned. Have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, shkoyach. Kol tov. Thank you. Thank you.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.